What's up, boy? Hey, Cindy. How y'all doing today? Just trying to get the old music thing started here. I'm gonna do this. Can you hear me now? Everything good? Okay, good deal. Good deal.
Stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My thing is moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. No I haven't run.
Alright, if you can hear me. Yeah, I can hear you, brother. How you doing?
My favorite theme song. I could sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on.
I'm good. Oh, I smashed you.
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business going website.
Say again. You heard from Canadian.
You heard from Ship.
Not yet. I haven't heard of him at all. Weird. Message him now. Unless he's on Telegram. Ah, yeah, he sent it. Yeah, I got it.
Welcome to the Illuminated Brilliance at Caps, presented by Laguna Knot Media. I am Russ, the host of Outside of Normal. This is Caps, host of Caps Music and Talk Show. And today we do the Illuminated Brilliance at Caps, which is a trivia show that everybody has come to know and love. And welcome y'all all out to that. And yeah, we're going to keep playing a few songs here and see who shows up. I'm stalling while I look for the song I always want to play. Hey, SL Moss, how you doing? Good to see you in. We're going to get the trivia show started here in just a minute. While we wait, we're going to play. Damn it, man. All right, here we go. My bad.
We're going to play Damn It. I ain't heard that one before.
Anybody from New Jersey?
Well, here you go. Here you go.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
What's up,
here you go, man?
What exit?
Hello, good luck.
Okay, well, I'd like to dedicate this song to you. New Jersey, where Moosehead is not a beer, it's a misdemeanor. That won't be on the record. North New Jersey, Newark Airport, the Pulaski Skyway. Pollution's all there, killed off all the trees. Trash piled up in mountains, blowing in the breeze. Concrete road, take me home to the place I belong. Jersey City, Bayonne, Mama, take me home. Concrete road. Okay, that's the chorus. I want you to try and sing it with me. Concrete road, ready? Concrete road, take me home to the place I belong. Jersey City, Jersey City, Bayonne, Mama, take me home. Concrete road. All the horseflies gather round her. Refinery lady, stranger to clean water. Dark and dirty, floating in the sky. Disgusting smell of sewage, cinders in your eye. Concrete road, take me home to the place I belong. Jersey City, Bayonne, Mama, take me home. Concrete road. I hear her voice from the cheap motel. She calls me. Sirens remind me that the cops aren't far away. And driving down the road, I get the feeling I ain't got the toll again today. Again today. Concrete road. Take me home to the place I belong. Jersey City, Bayonne, Mama, take me home, concrete road. Molly Pitcher, Richard Stockton, Vince Lombardi, Admiral William Halsey, Clara Barton, Woodrow Wilson too, Jay Fenimore Cooper, John Fenwick, Joyce Kilmer, I love you. And old Walt Whitman too, and Grover Cleveland too, Alexander Hamilton too, and Thomas A. Edison too. Concrete road, take me home to the place I belong. Jersey City, Bayonne, Mama, take me home. Concrete road, take me home. You turn my
cold. All right, let's see. Yeah, we are doing the trivia game today. I see we got 8 people in here so far. If you are going to play trivia, if you just put a Y or a 1 in the comments down here so that our friend Ship here can add you to the list of people playing today. So we got Paul, William, and Cindy so far. Or I see you called in. Are you wanting to play trivia? Put a 1 down there in the chat or a Y, whichever you feel. And we'll play another song here and see if we get a couple more people in, and then we'll get the trivia started. Thank y'all for being here and hanging out with us. And
anybody who's playing, just tag my name and just put a Y. So put, you know, at Shep and then hit Y so I know who's in and who's not.
So far, you got William, Cindy, and Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll get a pen and paper. But yeah, play something.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say something, so I'll look for another song.
No, that was it
for now. I can look for another song real quick because I don't really like that choice. So. Yeah, but now here we are again, waiting on me to do a song. How y'all doing?
Everything's going to be all right. Come on, people. Hopefully we can get some people in here, hopefully, that do want to play, you know what I mean? Hopefully. Let's see what happens. Yeah, put another song on my brother.
Let's go. My name's Russell. I'm the host of Outside of Normal. Here you go. We'll do our old trusty classic here.
There are times when the whole damn town is dry. And the stash you saved for summer didn't make it through July. I know it feels like forever till the harvest of September. So if you need to catch a buzz, you're welcome anytime. 'Cause a friend with weed is a friend indeed. You don't have to scrape your bowl or smoke on stems and seeds. I'll share my sack, I've got your back. You'd do the same for me, don't you agree? That a friend with weed is a friend indeed. You'd be surprised how many folks smoke pot. I've known teachers, doctors, lawyers, hell, I've even known a few cops. And when they burn their last ones down and their dealers can't be found, they know they can call on me and I'll share what I've got. 'Cause a friend with weed is a friend indeed. You don't have to scrape your bowl or smoke on stems and seeds. I'll share my sack, I've got your back. You'd do the same for me, don't you agree? That a friend with weed is a friend indeed. Yeah, a friend with weed is a friend indeed.
I want you to hear it at the end of this song real quick, Caps. It sounds like freaking ABC7, man. Listen.
I'm so glad we're friends.
I'm so glad we're friends, that we is. Anyways. Hey, Miss Angie, how you doing? Hey, Marcus. I hope y'all playing some trivia with us today. If you can, just let us know down in the chat. Tag Shep. Put a wah beside it. That way he knows so he can keep score.
Yeah, we hope that you can play. More the merrier. The merrier.
Miss Andy, if I could just ask you to play trivia with us today, but Darius said he couldn't, so we want you to come in and enjoy the game with us.
Is that okay? Right, so I'm going to share it again. I didn't share it to my server, but for some reason, I don't know why it didn't.
We lost the person.
So I got Paul. I don't want to put a yes, but Paul, Cindy, you're playing, right?
Hopefully.
Okay, Cindy.
Yeah.
Missing. Who else was the third one?
William O'Connor.
William, you playing, bro?
Yeah, man.
I'm surprised Andy ain't going to play.
Falls apart when ladies who isn't here.
No, it doesn't. We always have to get people in, so it's we're just waiting, to be fair.
It takes
20 minutes.
I'll put you down, Shelby.
Angie's, hello, Angie's sir. Playing.
She gave us a
yeet yeet.
Okay, and Angie, I got you.
Yeet yeet yeet.
Hey, Sue.
Hello, Miss Sue. Hey, since you're not a part of it today, Sue, and you're listening in,
do you want to play?
You can play. You know, just put your answer in the chat. We'll see how. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just put your answer in the chat, Sue.
You want to play, Sue?
You want to play?
She gave you two hearts.
I gave her free.
I'll put you down, sir.
Yeah, okay, I'm shit though. That's all right. So is everybody else?
Nah, it'd be all right. So is everyone else.
There's three of us in the bar here, so we'll all be shit because
That's good. Right, you'll probably be better. Right. Memories will come to your head quicker.
All right, it's about to be 4:20, so here's one more song, and then we'll start. One more song, and then we'll start. I promise, guys.
Go on. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man's song. He's the man. I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I'm finished with the laundry. Cause I'm a guy you don't wanna fight. When I say jump, you say, yeah, right. I'm the man of this house when you're not home.
I'm switching to a laptop, we'll be right back.
What I say goes around here right out the window. I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can get my orders here. Cause I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Cause I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. Don't expect any flowers from me, cause if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of this castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I wanna get trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Cause a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, and I'm gonna do what you tell me to. I'm the top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
I am the man.
Man.
Yeah, I don't nearly like that version as much as the other one. I found it and I thought maybe, man, because I like that group. It's Latitude, man. They're a jazz group, jazz lounge group. Yeah, I know. Me too.
That's all right.
That's fucking way I felt about it too, man. As soon as it started playing, I was like,
The other one is Jim Carrington. He should play that one as well. But like,
yeah, Jim Carrington.
But yeah, is everyone locked in? Does Shep know how many people are playing? Do we know how many people are playing now? Or how many people have we got?
He does have all the people, I do believe.
We got a number.
More than the three that we originally said.
And we need to make sure.
All right, let's see. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, Sue. So, hey, Lloyd, you playing? You should play, Lloyd. Anyway, you got Sue. You got Miss Andy. You got William. You got Cindy. You got Paul. And Aura.
I got enlightened aura.
Yeah, so that's seven. We got seven in right now playing. And anybody else?
I got six.
All right.
Paul, Cindy, William, enlightened, Angie, and Sue.
Okay.
Yeah. Sue, Angie, William, Cindy, Paul, or. Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Six.
Yeah, I was telling Lloyd they should play. That's where I got the seventh. That was my bad. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So, who's you want me to start?
Yes.
Does the new person in the room want to play? I'll give you another chance. If you start answering the questions, then you're automatically going to be in.
It's not complicated.
There's someone else, but yeah, no problem. Okay.
There's a Lloyd in the room.
Hey, Lloyd.
Don't be shy. Hit the hearts, by the way.
Jim Carrey, like Jim Carrey. Yeah, everyone hit them hearts, man. You dirty little bastards. Right then, here we go. Next, first question.
Knocking out the grinder.
Shep, are you ready? Are you ready, yeah, Shep?
Yeah.
Is everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Com- complete the title of the Alan Rickman film Truly, Madly, What? Is it A, Deeply? Is it B, Really? Or is it C, Wildly? Put your answers in the chat.
All right. On this one, it's easy, Shep. All six of them got it right so far. Hey, Nightingale. Okay. How you doing, Nicole? We're doing a trivia game. We just started with question one. So you're right in time. You're right in time. So if you'd like to play with us.
Do you want
to
play, Nightingale?
Yeah, what Cap said.
Do you want to play the game in trivia, Nightingale?
All you got to do is tap the answers in
say
chat.
Yes.
Yeah, you just type them in chat.
Put one. Yeah, yeah. Right, okay, sure, brilliant. Right. So you put your answers in the chat. Excellent. So the first question is, complete the title of the Alan Rickman film, Truly, Madly, What? Is it A, Deeply, B, Really, or C, Wildly? And I'm getting a massive echo, by the way, people.
Yeah, let me mute my mic. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I got it.
Go ahead. Yeah, she got it.
All right.
We're good. Let's roll.
Okay, cool. So you can, as she put, yeah, there you go. Okay, is everybody answered the question?
Yes, sir. We have.
Okay, so, right. The answer is A, Deeply.
Yeah, everybody got it right on that one.
Yeah, okay. Everybody got it so, right. I'll let Shep sort that out for a minute.
I'm good. I'm ready for the next one.
Oh, okay. Right. Jollof rice is a dish originally from what continent? Is it A, South America? B, Africa, or C, Asia? Put your answers in the comments.
Maybe or didn't answer.
All right, you gotta. Yep, yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead. What's the answer, Caps?
All done, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so the answer is B, Africa.
William O'Connor got that right, Chef.
He's the only one?
He's the only one, brother.
Okay.
Right, ready for the next one?
Yep.
Okay, let's go quite quick. Remind me when it's the 10th question.
All
right. I got you.
Okay, I can do more if it goes too quick. Right, in the game Monopoly, what vehicle is playing? Is a plane token? Sorry, I'll say it again. In the game Monopoly, what vehicle is a plane token? Is it a bus? B, a car, or C, a bicycle?
Why'd you say it like that, bro?
A bus.
Is it a bus?
I had to make it professional. Isn't that? Fuck you, Russell. You prick.
You got all quiet and serious on me, bro.
A bus. A car.
Shit, now I gotta go.
Or
back.
A bicycle.
Flip me out. Let's see how many answers I got here. One,
two, three. Professional, my ass.
Alright, yeah, I got the answers.
No Scots allowed. Right, is everything done?
Yep. What's the answer?
It is B, a car.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give that to Sue, but she answered cat at first, but I want to think it's a typo.
Yeah, okay. She fixed herself at the end. Yeah, she did. So, but, Sue got it right. Cindy got it right. Nightingale got it right. Miss Angie got it right. Paul got it right. William got it right. And Light Dora got it correct.
Got it correct.
I'm ready. Next question.
Fucking definitely is 420 for you, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Right. Here we go. Next one. Got it right. And you've got it correct. Right. So here we go. So in the title of novels, what number links men in a boat and musketeers? A, 5, B, 4, or C, 3?
Need Aura and...
I'm waiting for breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bale's answer.
Yeah, I got 6 answers in. Aura, right? Aura's.
Yeah.
She left the room.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Fuck her then. So the answer is C. It's 3.
All 6 got it then, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm trying to make it a bit easier on the people because the last couple of ones have been a little bit hard. So I'm just trying to make it easy. We could do more questions if it's easy. And then sometimes you will get it wrong. Right. In the US, Bazooka Joe is a mascot of what kind of confectionery? Is it A, bubblegum, B, soda, or C, cereal? The answer's in chat.
My boy, lollipop.
4, 5, and waiting for one more answer. 6.
Yep, that's it.
What's
the answer?
So, everyone?
Yeah.
It is bubblegum eye. Yep.
Next.
Right then.
All right, next question.
Next. Benedict Cumberbatch won a 2014 Emmy for his role in what series? Was it A, Doctor Strange? Was it B, Sherlock? Or was it C, Patrick Melrose?
Good question. Sue said, say that.
Read it again for Sue, please.
So Benedict Cumberbatch won a 2014 Emmy for his role in what series? Was it A, Doctor Strange, B, Sherlock, or C, Patrick Melrose? He was brilliant in Doctor Strange. I did like that. I'm not going to lie.
Little weasel-looking bastard.
Okay.
He's a weird-looking fucker, but yeah. Right. So the answer is Sherlock, B.
You shouldn't have went with Jane. Should not have went with Jane.
So, Sue on that one? Is that correct?
Yeah, everybody but Sue, right?
Right then, here we go. So, are you ready?
Question number 7 coming up.
Oh, hell. Nightingale says sexy like caps. Uh-oh.
Right. So the next, listen, come on. The next question is, who was the last monarch before the Queen to celebrate a diamond jubilee? Was it A, William the 4th? Was it B, Edward the 7th? Or was it C, Victoria? Oh my god.
William.
Oh fuck.
The 4th.
You ain't giving me the answer. Fuck. What's that about?
That'd be great, dude.
Shit. No, it literally goes dot 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 for the answer. That's rough, isn't it?
What you got, mate?
Oh my god.
He said there's no answer. To this question. All right, we got one.
Fuck, I swear on my life. And God, I'm trying to find
it. Answer. She guessed B? Okay, she guessed B.
Doesn't tell you?
All right, we're going to go with Victoria. That's the answer. General consensus.
Oh, fuck.
What is it?
It don't give him the answer. It just says three dots.
The sweat to God, man.
It's like to be continued.
That was a trick question.
On the trivia page he's on.
Oh, shit.
They don't give him the answer.
No, honestly.
Can you Google it?
Yeah, go on.
What's your question?
Go on. See, it literally puts three dots. The question is, who was the last monarch? Who was the last monarch before the queen to celebrate a diamond jubilee?
What's the options? What was the William and who was
William the Fourth?
Uh-huh.
Edward.
It's the Victoria.
Seventh.
Victoria. Yeah, that's Victoria. Because the question says monarch. The question says monarch. If it was one of the dudes, it'd be a patriarch.
So we have
monarch.
A monarch is a woman. A monarch is a woman.
Let me see
answers,
what they wrote.
Sue wrote
Victoria.
The answer was in the question.
No, I'm saying anybody guessed it right? No, Nightingale guessed B. But I don't know what's B and what's C.
B was Victoria. It was William, Victoria, or Edward.
Okay, so everybody got it besides Nightingale on that one.
Are we done now, yeah?
All right, moving on.
That was question 7.
Right, so the next one is...
Yeah, I don't know either.
What does the word what mean in Thai? Is it A, island? Is it B, food? Or is it C, temple?
Wow, so you jumped on that one. She's been to Thailand a few too many times. She's been to that. She had to jump to that temple, man. She's been doing dirty things down in Taiwan. She had to go pay some tributes. She said it is what like twat. What? What?
What? Snap.
Now let's see how many answers we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got all 6 answers, I think. Yeah.
So everybody guessed the same, right? What's the answer?
What's the answer, Caps?
The answer is C, temple.
What was it?
What does the word what mean in Thai?
A, so I got that one right, correct?
Yep.
C, same temple.
C.
Right, are we all ready for the next question?
Ready.
Hey, Cat, tell him he can't answer the question before the people in the chat, so make him feel... can't be giving away the answers.
The Frankensteiner is a move in what sport?
Great question.
A, gymnastics, B, snowboarding, or C, wrestling?
Okay, so we got 4 answers so far, 5 answers. Waiting for you, Nightingale. The move the...
Okay. The question was, the Frankensteiner is a move in what sport? A, gymnastics, B, snowboarding, or C, wrestling? Has everybody answered?
Have I answered?
Rachel's still gone.
So, what's the answer and who got it right, who got it wrong?
I'm going. I got to look.
It's hard when I got like multiple choices and answers because I don't know what the multiple choices are. But I know what the answer is.
Angie said wrestling. Paul said C, which was wrestling.
Yeah, I think everybody got
it. William said snowboarding.
Yeah, he did.
Sue said snowboarding. Cindy said wrestling.
My bad, y'all. I forgot I had
I don't even think I got it. And Nightingale said snowboarding.
So the only person that got it right was Paul, Cindy, and correct?
I had the oven on, man, but that was my I forgot I had my chicken in there, dude. It was getting crazy.
Hey, is that correct?
Yeah.
Hey,
only James. Three people, Angie, Paul, and Cindy got it right?
Yes. Yes, okay, that is correct. Hey, James, do you want to play trivia, man? We're only a few questions in. And the fun part's about to begin anyway, man. It's fun anyway.
So, William, you had a perfect score going to that last question, bro.
Yeah, it was wrestling.
It was wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling.
The answer is wrestling. Yeah,
wrestling. Sick. Scotty Steiner or the Steiners. Frankensteiner was their...
Yeah, him and Rick Steiner. Right? So, you want to play, James? Mr. Beard?
James, you're in.
Yeah, he said he would play, so he's in. That's
excellent.
Awesome.
Okay, and you're in now.
Right then, are we ready for the next one?
Oh,
yeah. According to my last question of the first 10.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the next question?
Yeah, you've done 10 so far.
That's all right. That's cool.
We should let you know when you did 10.
And just so you guys know, right now we have a 4-way tie going. And then we have
that's good. What we need. We could do 20. We could do 20 if I reckon I could do 20 on here.
You got that was one question so far.
Say again, sorry.
That last question was your 9th question.
Okay. Okay, brilliant. Right then. So should I do the next one, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question?
No. You're killing me, Russ. Well, they got that right.
If you can make the noises so she can hear.
So, I think everybody's answered. What's the Tony, we're playing a trivia game if you want to stick with. Oh, no, you left? All right, never mind. I wanted to say something to you, Tony, but I'm not going to. I'm a better man.
Yeah, I had to leave, bro. Sunday. Sunday, bro.
You cockroach. Cockroach. So, the answer is C. Billy
C
bastard.
What, Kingfisher?
Yeah, so.
Let's see what we got. We got.
Are you sure it wasn't the peewit?
Angie got it. Sue got it. William got it. James got it. Nightingale got it. They got it, right?
Yeah. Right, next have question. Are you ready?
That's it. Peewit.
Fuck you, man. Right, next question. How many minutes does it take for the International Space Station to orbit the Earth? Is it A, 90 minutes? Is it B, 120 minutes? Or is it C, 150 minutes? So A, 90, B, 120, and C, 150 minutes. How long, how many minutes does it take for the International Space Station to orbit the Earth? Put your answer in the comments, motherfucker. What the fuck's that noise?
You hear that?
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, look, man, I told that bitch to be quiet.
Fucking weirdo.
I was scribbling out orders.
I told that bitch to stop banging on that box lid, dude. People won't hear it, man.
Sounds like you got a board in you. Can you guess what it is yet?
No, I was scribbling out Aurora's name off my list, but the table was squeaking.
It's Kingfisher. Fuck me, Andrew. We're not on about that one.
I'm saying the sound.
That
was
completely over. I'm all alone. You're not. You got all of us bunch of cunts here. Right, so are we ready for the next? The answer. Has everybody answered?
Yes. I can confirm that everyone has answered.
All right, it's 90 minutes.
90 minute man. Let's see. Fuck you, Tony, by the way. So we got that right.
Yep.
You got that right? You said the answer was A, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Paul got that wrong. All right. William got that right. Paul. Yeah, Paul didn't get it right. He got it wrong. William did get it right. And Miss Angie got it right.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the only one who got it right?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
We're ready for the next question.
You poor dumb bastards.
Yeah. Right, next question. So in
question 10.
Right, in Roald Dahl's Matilda, what relation is Miss Trunchbull to Miss Honey? Is it A, her aunt, B, a cousin, or C, a sister?
Did you say her aunt?
What? Her aunt. I said,
her aunt.
You cunt.
Her aunt.
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
I thought you said fuck her aunt. Is it Iranian?
It could be. We ready? We done?
Sue's answer.
Yeah, Sue's on the wrong floor.
Yeah, we're waiting on Sue to answer. She's on the wrong floor.
You couldn't have put the answer with that much energy.
Hey, Lizzie, we're playing trivia. Would you like to play with us? We still got about 20 questions or so to go.
Tickle, tickle.
Sue answered. You want to play, Lizzie? Maybe.
Okay, so the next question is, hello, I hope you're doing well.
Whoa,
it's I.
Who got it right?
What was A? What was the answer to A?
Aunt.
Sue got it right. Paul got it right. Nightingale got it right. William got it right. James got it right. Cindy got it right. Miss Angie got it correct.
All right, we got a two-way tie going on.
Correct.
We got a two-way tie right, for first, so, a three-way tie for second.
Right, here we go. So John Travolta is a famous follower of what religious movement? Is it A, literalism? Is it B, creationism?
Sue said, hang on. Or is it C, whoa.
Is it C, Scientology?
Sue said, hang on, she's got a pee.
can we answer with either the letter to make it easier so I can tell, you know?
Yeah, right, put the letter there. After this one, just put the letter.
Letter's a lot easier because then we can... Unless you want to copy and paste.
I agree, Chef. I don't want to spell all that shit out and spell it wrong.
She needs some lettuce. Pronto.
Angie, go squeeze your sponge. Hurry up.
Get it? Because she's in Spain. Get it?
Yeah.
Andale.
Arriba.
Mama, uh-oh.
What's happening now? Under the mama, uh-oh.
God, you're so white.
Damn. And I'm proud of it.
Has everyone answered the fucking question?
Yeah. Wait on you.
So, the answer is C, Scientology.
It would appear everyone.
I imagine we got that one correct. Everybody?
Yes.
Everyone ready?
Yep. I don't know if you meant to call in or not, Nightingale.
You finished answering? Yeah. So, what is 3/5 of 40? Is it A, 18? Is it B, 24? Or is it C, 21? Put your answers in the chat.
3/5 of what?
40. Pardon me.
No. Sue says she refuses to just put a letter. As does William. What is that? 3/5 of 40?
Yeah. So has everyone answered the question?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A Nightingale. What were the answers again, Caps? So she can answer.
Okay. What is 3/5 of 40? Is it A, 18, B, 24, or C, 21?
All right, we got the answer. What's the answer?
Okay, so the answer is 24. It's B.
All right, so... Sue got that correct. Angie got that correct. And we're moving on.
Have everyone done it?
Yeah, that's it.
What, is that 15?
How many questions is that, Shep?
We can do 20. How long we got?
Well, you've been on for 49 minutes.
See that? You want to do the other one now?
Yeah.
I don't know how many questions.
Yeah, I'm waiting on Ship.
I'm ready.
Yeah, how many questions are we on yet? Yeah, how many questions are we on?
The last one was the, what was the last question and answer? Is we either on number 11 or 12?
12?
I said.
Either 11 or 12. What was the last one? The last one was,
3/5 of 40.
Was the last 24.
Was 24 is the answer. And Sue and Angie got that correct.
Right, so now we're on number 12.
Okay, brilliant. Right, are we ready? Have you scored the answers for them?
Yeah.
Okay, so which politician was born Shirley Britton in 1930? Was it A, Shirley Williams? Was it B, Margaret Thatcher? Was it C, Betty Boothroyd? Sorry.
Don't call me Shirley.
Fucking hemorrhoid. Betty Bottle, whatever.
I'm with you on that one, so.
By the way, I'm reading the chat. Don't forget who's keeping score, motherfuckers.
Yeah, 1, 2.
So have we answered? Has everyone answered?
7. Yep, I think so.
Right. So the answer is A. Shirley Williams.
No one. All right, moving on.
Nobody got that one?
No one got that one.
No.
All right, here we go. Jimmy Tarbuck's game show, Full Swing, was based on what sport? Was it A, darts, B, tennis, or C, golf?
Alright, what's the answer, Caps? What's the
answer? Right. The answer is C, golf.
Alright. So, everyone got that right.
Oh, excellent. You got that, Shep?
Yeah, I'm okay, I guess. What was the correct answer?
C. Everyone got it right, golf.
Okay.
All right. So the next question is, forget-me-not flowers are most commonly what color? A, blue, B, pink, or C, yellow?
You know, I never knew that was a thing. But now that you say, sure, I have my head screwed. I guess I didn't know it was the thing.
Yeah. My dog was going crazy, dude, and I looked outside, man. He was getting dropped off by some fine-ass girl, man. Good for him.
Yeah, he done well. Fair fucks to him. Damn straight.
Hell yeah. Moving on.
Is he going to give her a kiss?
Right. So do you want me to ask you a question again? Forget-me-not flowers are most commonly in what color? A, blue, B, pink, or C, motherfucking yellow, like Vinny's fingers.
Yeah.
Say again.
Let's see, I got.
After them, and I thought B was blue.
Yeah,
you fucked up, didn't you? So you only take your first answer. Sorry, mate.
Sue left, I guess.
Did she?
Yes, she made her right four. Or maybe she got caught on the elevator. I don't know. All right, but just keep her name in case she comes back. But oh, there she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she's back.
You want to ask her the question real quick so she can answer? Forget me not, flower yeah, or Sue. What color, Sue?
Are commonly what color? A, blue. B, pink. Or C, mellow yellow. Yeah. So, yeah.
You all right, man?
So, try and answer the question if you possible. You didn't hear the beginning, okay. Forget-me-not flowers are most commonly what colour? A, blue, B, pink, C, yellow.
Oh, no, shit. No. Shit.
No, you first answer. Sorry, you fucked
no,
up.
Blue,
there you go. So is everyone done?
Yeah, I thought
done?
He was blue too. All right,
so what's the answer, Cat?
The answer is A. It's blue.
Not blue. Yeah. Get out of here. It's not yellow.
I'm blue.
Aw, come on, man. I thought... Oh.
Man, B should have been for blue, dog.
Oh, wow. This is brilliant. Oh, has everyone answered? Telling the answers.
Yeah,
I've got the
everyone,
perfect question, man.
Everyone got perfect it, question. But Sue and Paul.
I was
okay. Have you done it, Shep?
Have we lost Shep?
Shepariah, please wake the fuck up.
Oh, I'm lying. James didn't get it right either.
Is it? He ain't gone to fucking Betty Boys, has he? Don't even fuck with me, man. He's the score taker, man.
I have no fucked. Fuck.
We'll have to wait till tomorrow. I can't fucking believe this, man. Oh my
hey,
god,
Shep.
Shit,
Shep.
Shep. Shep, put a siren song on in the back. Everyone mute the mic. Lower your volume on your phone. Get a massive siren, fucking blow his ears up.
I don't have a massive siren.
You can
yeah,
YouTube.
You can't wake up, you can't wake up, you bastard. How dare you let me down?
Oh my god, I can't believe it. I think we'll end. We're gonna have to ask him after. I think I can't believe it. That's it. Loud as fuck, bro.
Jesus, I am. More power.
Shit. Shit, man. Wake up, bro. You motherfucker, man. Oh shit. That's fucked everything up. No way.
Shep, I let you charge for one fucking week. Just one fucking week. And you let me down. You cunt. Get down. Fuck. I won. Anyway, I won. I know I won. Go home.
Oh.
I won.
Well, I'm back
that's
the one.
He's a wanker.
That's the one. Shit. Oh, wake up, Shit. Wake up, Shit. Shit. Wake up.
Shit.
I can't believe it. That is Shep. So funny. It's okay, because I know I won. You already told me. Oh, Andrew. Can you believe it?
Oh,
no.
Oh, what a bastard, man.
I need a pay rise, boys. I need a pay rise. I hope you do a good job.
Oh, well, one simple thing, man.
Can you?
He was giving it all the chicken earlier.
Fucking brilliant, man.
Just stay awake, man. That's all we had. We had one job.
But I do know because you already told me I already won. So.
You're fucking killing me.
Things were going well, dude. We were moving through it. We were popping. Shep, are you there, buddy?
Oh, my God. Shep,
if you listen to this back later, you wanker, yeah. Make sure you tell us the score tomorrow morning, all right?
Shep, London's fucking right. Leg.
Hey, right, we can still do the next one. We can still do the next one. Listen,
on,
we can still
man,
do the next
find
one.
A pen in bed. Hang on, give me a minute.
You've got to get a pen, yeah.
Well, at least shit, it's all dude, typed in the chat, so technically you can go back through and recheck.
I am not
all the
going
answers.
Back and rechecking and trying to remember the fucking question that went with all them goddamn answers. Are you dumb?
There's no point. You already told me I won.
Listen, look, man, I'm listening. Hey, Chip. 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 Yo, Chip.
Maybe you boys will appreciate me more.
Hey, Chef. Hey, man. Come on down to the farm and help us out, man. Chef, you here, boy? Hey, Chef. We got some shit going on here. We need some help. We need some help down here. Shit. Hey, boy. Yep. Yeah. Hey, Chip. Yeah. Hey, Chip. Chip. Hey, boy. Yep. Yep. No, no, man.
He was giving it all the big one earlier and all. Oh, this is so easy. This is so easy.
Oh
man, it went to sleep right. Like that.
Oh,
I might as well take
it. Hurts. Don't laugh that hard. It's unreal, man. Right, oh, that hurt me, man.
Right, so we have Will. We got Sue. We got James. Let's see here. We got Miss Angie.
No.
Let's see. After that.
I know.
Nicole.
Just about Brie.
Then we got Cindy. Then we got Paul. All right, man. I'm ready to go, dude. Let's do this.
Are we ready? Let's go, man.
All questions from here on ready? Out are worth double points.
Are you ready?
Come on.
Right. So, how many titanium implants does Sue currently have? Is it A, 3? Is it B, 5? Or is it C, 7?
I can't answer this until they've all answered.
Oh, you're not winning this game, Sue.
I can't answer until they've all answered.
Yeah, so we got
it. We started it off just for
oh,
you,
fuck
Sue.
Off, Paul. All right. Fuck off, Paul.
37.
I got all the answers.
You got all the answers?
You got all the answers? Yeah. Okay, so go on, Sue. You can answer now. Even though you should be void of answering this, but. it is B5. Yeah.
All right, so
do you want me to show the bits?
So Cindy,
Angie, I love you.
Cindy.
So we've got.
Right, did
gone,
Angie not
gone.
Answer? Oh, Angie yeah. got it.
No,
yeah, Angie
said 5.
Yeah, Angie got it. Angie.
James said I. William said 3.
Yeah, but the answer was B, right?
Cindy said, yeah.
No, Cindy.
Yeah,
not
B.
Yet.
Yeah, it was B.
Right, yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready, yeah? Mm-hmm. So the answer is 5.
I'm not telling you what bits they are, though.
Okay. Now, the next... Have you done that? Yeah, it's all done, yeah?
Yep, yeah, wait, no, next question.
Okay. How soon does Caps fall asleep after eating his late night dinner? Is it A, 5 minutes? Is it B, 10 minutes? Or is it C, 15 minutes? Put your answers in the chat.
See, I'm so quick, Caps. Oh, I'm losing my voice where I've been singing earlier on the karaoke. So, I'm so quick, you know I'm not looking it up on Google.
You think you could Google how fast Caps goes to sleep after he eats? You're going to Google that up, huh?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Right, what's the answer, Cap? Promise.
The answer is A, 5 minutes. And it's fucking true as well.
Actually, literally. It's 3 cheese and a swallow.
I'd probably say 2.5 if the truth's known, but you know what I mean? Like...
He's got it in his mouth still.
Fuck off. Right, is everyone answered? Have you took the score in, my bro?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, next question is, the last time Crazy Lady went to the salon to have her hair dyed, the stylist accidentally dyed her hair I didn't write these. The stylist accidentally dyed hair on her.
Last time Crazy went to get her hair dyed, they accidentally dyed what?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Is it A, head, B, chin, or C, feet?
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
No, no, you gotta say one of the questions. The answers, isn't it? So is it head, chin, or feet?
Oh, it's got to be feet.
We just gotta start taking a multiple choice away, man. Just let them answer.
Ignore my first answer.
All right. So is everyone answered, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so the answer is B, chin.
All right, so Angie got that right. Angie got that. Sue got that right, I think.
Yep.
And then,
Cindy got that right.
Cindy and... All right, moving on.
She put Fanny. Right. Who has been playing Rocket League, the game, for the longest amount of time? Is it A, Caps, B, Shep, or C, Russell? Put your answers in the chat.
All right, they got all the answers.
Okay, so the answer is C, Russell. We played it the earliest amount of times of what I did.
So Cindy, Paul.
We done?
The fuck is that noise going on? What are you doing?
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
It's the CPAP machine.
Back all right, up. So, so how many different men on Podbean had or has a crush on Shelby? Is it one, A1? Is it B2? Or is it C3?
I got all the answers in.
Okay, so the answer is B2.
Two? Nobody got that right. Let's move on.
Okay, so the next one is, what is the first thing that Shep does after he wakes up? Is it A, eats the rest of the snack food from the night before? B, cuddles London and tells him how much he loves him? C, makes a beeline for his bidet just so he can flush his bum with warm water, optional, caps discretion, and then if you all of the above. Like, you've done an A, B, C, and D for that one. So, it's a bit weird. But yeah, we'll just go with the three. So, eat the rest of the snack. A, B, or C. That was a mad one. That was too much.
I'll let you know how he does with squirrel people when he wakes up next week.
Man, his dryer finally landed. You ain't wake up for that dryer landing ship? Jeez. All right. What's the answer, Caps?
The answer is Cuddles, London, B.
All right, Cindy, get there. Look, some bitch about to take back off. Angie, get that right. Nightingale, get that right.
The answer's B, Russ. What do you mean?
Man, I just go with what I'm told, man.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, man.
Right, so the next question is,
Certainly.
How old is Spicoli? Is it A, 40, B, 50, or C, 60? The answer's in the comments.
Come on, everybody hit Mach 1, dude. Move out. Make sure you ain't in the same room as that shit. I heard it. What are we doing? 1640. All right, we got all the answers, Caps.
It's 50. It's B.
Let's see.
Yeah, let me know when you're done.
Sure, man. James and Cindy both got that right. All right. What's the next question, sir?
She's like, what? He's fucking 50. Right. How many people has Crash offered to send homemade authentic Canadian maple syrup to? Is it A, 5 to 7? Is it B, 8 to 12?
Or is it C, everybody?
Are you ready to get an answer?
That's funny.
Yeah, I think everybody got that answer. Yeah.
So the answer is B, 8 to 12.
He's stupid, dude. He's 8 to 12.
That's what he put. That's what he put.
What? That is not what we decided before.
No, boy, I don't care what you put that. We'll change it. It was everybody. We all said it was everybody. I don't care what you put.
8 to 12.
He really did. I swear, man. I swear, man. I can take a bit screenshot right now. But like, it's funny. We blatantly said everybody, didn't we? Fucking bastard. Right, here we go.
That's funny shit. 8 to 12.
So, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Right. Just calm down, man. Fucking breathe, bro.
Sometimes it be like that. Man.
Right. What is Cindy's biggest secret? What is Cindy's biggest secret? Is it A, she locks up her sister every night in a closet? Or B, is of the belief that more than a mouthful is a waste? And then C,
more than a mouthful is a wasteful.
Very blunt. Yeah, wasteful, sorry. And then C, talk very blunt about detailed about her bowel movements when with her neighbour. Fine. What the fuck is Shep Savage, man? So, yeah. Nah. That's what it put. Nah.
Cindy said, nah. Too soon, asshole.
No, but that's what he put.
He said, but no, that's what he put, man. Like, I don't know.
I'm reading the whole question.
I'm just a host, man. I just read the shit.
That was Shep, man. I always said, make sure you get the blame for it.
Yeah.
Well, the answer anyway, James, is A. She locks up her sister every night in a closet.
They all get it wrong. Yeah, the only one to get it right was Sue's the only one to get it right, right? She said diarrhea. Oh, sorry, A. Yeah, Sue got it right.
Yeah. It was A. So, my phone's going to bother. So, right, are we ready for the next one? So, which Native American does Shelby most resemble currently? No, this is all Shep's questions, man. I just read it off the bat. I'm sorry. I didn't even know what I was reading. I was like, I don't even look it. I just read as it is. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But, like, anyway, like, which Native American does Shelby most resemble currently? A sitting bull. B, Tantanica or some what the fuck is it? Yeah. And then C, a Geronimo. Yeah, you signed the last one as well.
Yeah, Geronimo, yeah.
Yeah. And then you say the answer. And that's the last question of the fucking shit. Fucking hell. Gotta stop doing these, man.
Oh, got it right.
Gonna get in fucking trouble there.
Yeah, I'm getting mad. It ain't Tonto. Tatanka is the buffalo. Oh, yeah.
Fucking Shep, man. Fucking idiot, bro.
Yeah, no, she looks like Geronimo, man. She got the sides of her head shaved. She got the long freaking mohawk into a ponytail. She says ain't a mohawk. But it is, dude. But yeah. Just see. Just put C, Angie. I'll give it to you. Look all that shit at this game. This went to shit after shit went to sleep anyway.
But anyway, so the answer. Has everyone answered?
Yeah.
Right, so the answer is C, Geronimo. So hopefully you can collect up the scores. Like, all them jokes were all on people. Everyone got ripped, like, to a joke level. If anything, we was only joking. But, you know, like, yeah. It's just one of them. It was just all jokes. Yeah. Love you all. And we'll find out the answer very soon.
All right, I'm just going to read out these Will and James, y'all tied for fourth this week. And Cindy, you got... No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Paul and Sue got third this week. Cindy got second this week. And Angie has won this week.
So... No way. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Well done, Angie.
Congratulations, Angie.
Fair flights, yeah.
Well done, babe.
No, that was wicked. No, congratulations. I'd like to thank myself.
I'd like to thank myself. Beautiful job.
I love it.
Beautiful job.
It's fucking brilliant.
They fiddled it, babe. No, well done, love.
Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
Sorry about shit falling asleep on the first 15 questions.
Yeah, we will hopefully find the answers out tomorrow. Or maybe later.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. Sorry, those didn't count. Sorry you wasted your time answering any of those.
I've never known anyone do that in my fucking life.
He felt so important.
That man's got fucking full-blown fucking narcolepsy, man. I don't give a fuck what anyone says, bro. Man just claps out on his Cheerios, man. Fuck, bro. 420, that was not 420. That was fucking, he was done, bro.
Angie said, thanks, fuck, shit, drowning his girl.
He felt so important in the beginning of it and all, didn't he?
I have to do a question. How fucking long does it take Shep to stop concentrating and just fucking nosedive to the fucking floor?
How did that happen, dude? Like,
I don't know, man. 1 minute he's going, I've got the question. And then he's like, boom, gone. Literally fucking gone. So what the
No, he's
fuck?
Sitting there counting the people in the chat with me. He's like, yeah, here we got it. All right, let's go, Cass.
Yeah,
let's do
he's
it.
Like sheep, and then he's like, going to sleep. Ooh. hopefully we can get the answers from him. And if you listen back, Shep, you're a fucking wank stain, I'm telling you now. But anyway, enough love on that. But yeah, you were good.
Yeah, we will get it. Yeah. Everybody know how y'all did on that.
He's secretly listening. Nah, he'd have his mic fucking muted or something, man. He's fucked. He's gone with the fucking wind, mate. He's gone with the wind.
So I get my job back next week then.
Yeah, get the drill out.
It's a 1 week only then.
Yeah,
it was a tryout.
We miss you already. We miss you, man. We shouldn't have done it, obviously. We know that Shep's good, but he's not that fucking good. My man's
he's good, bro. He's good for the first 10 questions. That's it.
Fuck me. I wouldn't mind if it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, but it's fucking like early for you guys, man. 5, 6 o'clock and shit, man. That's what I'm saying, man. Fuck me, it's 10:30 in on the night for me.
Yeah, but it won't even bother the clock by the time.
The fuck? Okay, man. Motherfucker.
I thought I went to bed with the chickens.
Oh, man.
That man going to bed with the early bird specials from Shoney's.
Well, should we end it here? Yeah. I'm going on Discord playing Rocket League.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
What are you doing?
Am I what? What are you doing? This all my life gonna be.
What are you doing?
Ending the show. The bell has tolled.
Well, Shep already fucked me up anyway, the cunt.
Oh, yeah, bye, y'all. Oh, this one might even work.
Yeah, just behave yourself. I'm just the sticky fingers bar left. And everyone's gone to bed except for me. It's fucking joke.
Anyways, thank you guys for being here, enjoying the trivia show with us. We'll be back next Sunday, same time. And Sue will be back with us next week, so everything will be back to where you can actually know what your score is. And congratulations to Angie for winning. We do appreciate you for joining us. And if you know, you know, and we'll see you over there if you know. So until then, later, guys.
Angie, you got this on default. You know that, love, because I wasn't there.
I'll see you soon, people. Have a good one.
Love you, Angie.
Enough love, man.